One, two, three, action.
Oh, why do you laugh now? Oh, yeah, no best. No mind.
Hey guys, welcome to another banger episode of the Ninja Lifestyle Podcast. Well, I know we never give any notice that we are going to be absent for some time, but right now we're back and we are here with another banger episode. But I'm not doing this alone today. I have somebody, a friend, my G. I have plenty names for this babe, but let's just call her Iweti. Iweti Ola. Iweti, what's up? How you doing?
I found out, my guy.
Adi, how yourself?
Yeah.
Nice. So what's popping and everything? Introduce yourself to us now. I know you're ready. Let our listeners know you.
Hi guys. My name is Ogusara Retailer. But you can call me Oji. That's a short form for my short for my surname. Mbolo, why are you laughing now?
Oji. No, well, I don't know you. OG, you know what I know you are, so let's just keep that one low like that.
Just keep it like that.
So guys, yeah, the topic for today, before we get into the topic, like mostly everybody would have this kind of experiences or would have been in this situation, like you just did your own, like you have friends' norms now, but nobody's reaching out to you and everything, just do your own. Like at times, say if people want to enter all of these kind of things,
yeah,
it's ghosting in friendships. Yeah, Iweti, how far? What's your take on this? Like,
well, funny enough, like 3 days ago or something, I saw a tweet Sasuke made that we all know Sasuke now, Sasuke from
Big Bang.
Yeah. She made a tweet about our best friend ghosted her, and she has not been okay ever since then. Like, I guess since last six years, and she has not been okay.
Wow.
After our best friend ghosted her.
Man.
I, as a person as well, have experienced ghosting in friendship. Like, let me just say...
Sorry to cut you short. Like, ghosting in what context?
Ghost, like the person disappearing, no form of excuse, nothing. They just stop talking to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Without having any misunderstanding.
Right? Yeah, without having any misunderstanding, I think that's what it's basically about. Now, ghosting, like them just disappearing, leaving you.
Okay, but there are definitely some situations whereby you and your friends, you gather day, but you guys are not reaching out to yourself at all, but nasty gather day. That kind of vibe.
No, but I don't count that one as ghosting. Normal. We are adults. So anything fits up, you get now.
No, I'm zoned.
So let's just say that's just it. Now life stop. That's why we don't talk regularly again.
Okay. Because I know many people, like, not... Normally, we are students and we are affected by this ASUU strike. Many of us have been at home for
over 5 months
now.
Yeah.
Over 5 months since February. And yeah. With what ASUU, the statement they made, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. 3 days. No, they won't bench for us for 3 days.
Good.
And in the space of that 5 months, many people have never reached out to them, their friends rather, not even themselves normally, apart from people who just rap, normal, like they don't rap usually. And I've seen, you know, the way, okay, not, I've not seen it on Twitter as much as I've seen it on WhatsApp, like WhatsApp, you see, now you go know, personally, your friend.
Yes, now, like now you go know.
But that's tough. Does it count? Since you already, you made a statement before, like, we're adults, does that one count now?
Yeah, let me just say I'll put half point for that one, because some people, you can't really blame them. They are not good with this social media thing. So they're not the kind to always talk on social media. Just glance through and then leave it. So I can't really blame them. For someone that you get to see every day, then you're not seeing them. There's a tendency that your form of communicating will reduce. That's just it.
True, Sha. That's true. But in recent times, quite a number of people, like, I don't know if I'm the only one. Okay, let me just speak for myself. Like, since this strike started, like, it got to a point that I just want day, everybody just rest. Like,
you
knew about it. You knew about it. Now, I just took a break. I mean, WhatsApp rest. Like, I just want day. I just, man.
This strike thing, it will make friendships and it will mar friendship. I think we got closer during this strike as well, right? If I'm right, we got closer.
If you're right, boy, you're right.
So this thing, it would make friendship and it will mar friendship. It's just let's look at it from another point. Take for an instance, you have this friend you usually talk to very well before, and then they travel abroad. What do you want to do about that? What will you do in that kind of situation? It is not that they really ghosted you.
Life happened, and that kind of situation, safe, like the vibe go die. Like, to
move, like, you're not even in the same environment again. You can't say, guys, see me, things up, yay, guys,
and you're even. You're entirely in different locations. You don't know what. Okay, for instance, now you're in Nigeria and the person is in another continent. So the time zone entirely is very different. You cannot be you cannot be free at the same time interval like that. That kind of stuff.
Exactly. So you can't really call that ghosting, you get. Life happened.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this topic is safe now, 100 unit course. Ghosting, but is it only in friendship that people ghost?
Relationship ghosting said they sub for relationship.
Why just sub for relationship? She's not billing or what?
I don't know. So, people, so for I'll take myself for an instant. If I have mood swing. Please don't just message me. I just one day. Even if we're together. Don't just do anything. Just be looking at me. Okay. I just one day.
Wow. Well, you expect someone to know that you're having mood swing.
No. See, yeah, my partner, you have to know when the brain is touching. Just know that something don't stop. It don't stop.
Okay. Definitely. Shall. But to an extent, I feel it's not. Maybe, like I said, billing saved the deal. Like, the first episode I had, like, that was love versus money. And this topic now, friendship, and ghosting in friendship, and not just friendship alone. Some other things can even affect, like, billing.
Of course, yes. For someone to, like, gaslight you, you get.
Yeah. Man. Things they happen for this life.
As in, things they occur, things they solve.
Damn.
Yeah.
And some people, like, this thing has levels, like, their levels, them level like shit.
Yeah, sure.
People, like, normally they are very active with WhatsApp now. And
yeah,
you message some people, like, this fool will never reply you. they can intentionally reply your message after hours or minutes just to air you, or just for you to know that they're not interested in talking or friendship or something.
Anything.
Even bold enough to say, to post something on their status and just see, like, anything you want to talk, just go straight to the point. they hear me every day. Let's stop this aim. Damn.
Such is life.
Man, it's in our levels.
Yeah.
But truth be told, over this strike, I think a lot of friendships are not really, how will I put this thing? English are normal. But yeah, no, English are. But a lot of friends have not really gotten in touch with each other within the strike. I'm a very, very, very good example of this stuff.
See, some people, it is not as if I don't remember them. I have them on my mind. But
you get
to now message them and start saying what's up, this and that, has been a big deal for me. Well, life happens, like I said. Life is happening to all of us right now. So, yeah. May nobody vex. That's just it. And I think this period is really testing relationship. I said relationship. I'm sorry. Friendship foundation. Yeah. So,
friendship now, everything in general.
Okay, in general. Like, this period is really testing the foundations. Normal, yeah. If not just good vibes, vibes and inshallah. In that they do before, you guys already know the kind of friends you have now. So yeah, upon resumption, you need to start playing your cards right again. Like, okay, this one, like, say, they're no deal. They're no deal.
Man, that shit is hard, man. It's hard. But in your own case, you said, like, you are not just moved to just pick up a phone and text. In my, like, for me, obviously, I don't remember, but I prefer calls over text, yeah. But to call, that vibe, to call, and it depends on mood, like, the mood I am. Like, I can feel, like, I want to talk this time, I don't want to talk. Like, me, everybody just did. Most times, like, many things have happened in this track, like, many people said, we're on this, some people would have been depressed and everything. You didn't even know what anybody is going through. That can even cause, like, okay, you message someone now that you even want to check on someone. That you're messaging someone to check on someone, you're not going straight to the point, just saying, I fuck. So,
yeah.
I feel many of us out there should just learn how to go straight to the point when you are sending messages or something.
See, it is what it is. That's just it.
Yeah, it's, at the end of the day, that's what it is. Anything wants up, what's up?
Kiss it. Anything wants up, what's up?
Like, that's what I've always seen. Me, it got to a point within this after strike, not just within this after strike, like, I've just been like, I don't really send anybody again. Anything wants up, what's up?
Anything you go click, you go click.
Yeah, I've heard. You go click. Anything wants up, what's up? But norms, I have not. My friendship is still with my friends and everything. See the internet, but everybody are not just I do. So everybody have what they are doing. And when time comes, we know when we gather, they do stuff, we talk, we it's not say, I just every day something, half an hour. Like, once that half an hour, every day, they happen like that. When you can't get, you know, we get important thing to talk about. You get that kind of thing. You don't have any important thing to talk about, and you just like see me. This guy just raised me. You just start a chat, and the chat will just boring. Now it's in the queue vibe for some chats with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get you.
That was just it.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. What is your own take on ghosting affecting relationships?
Well, like we said the other time, people gaslight for different kind of reasons. Some people, they might say, that's just how they are. They are afraid of commitments. They just don't want anything like commitment. Once they see themselves getting committed, they just leave. They don't care. They just leave. Then some people, it's either they are depressed or they are going through one issue or the other, that they don't just want to involve their partner, whatever. They think, maybe they are thinking their partner is not fit to understand what they are going through. They just leave, and things like this make people question themselves. Like, are they not enough? Did they not do well? Did they not do this? Did they not do that? And like you said the other time as well, you talked about bullying. When one person is not having sense, just like, Well, make a move on my life, Jerry. Checking love. I'm not a daddy. Like people will say, Moisha daddy, a dad should be the one carrying that responsibility or his responsibility. I'm not his parents, I'm not their parents, that kind of thing. And a whole lot of other things, yeah. Those are the ones I think I can think of.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, have you had any experience like about this ghosting in friendship? Like, have you had friends ghosted
people? Ah, God, I beg. See, if you really, really know me, if you know me very well, as long as you're my friend, me, I will go extra mile for you. I dey carry friendship for it, like, wait till I don't know. It be like, say, the first life where I come, I don't see friend. So this life, I can't say, okay, oh, this friendship thing.
Yeah.
I will put down for my head. Well, I've been ghosted as a friend, but before the person actually ghosted me, but we started talking back now, Sha. One thing later, another. The person came back to message that they're not comfortable with both of us not talking.
Yeah.
Well, let me go back to what I was saying. Before the person ghosted me,
they were
already telling me that this, that, they were requesting for something I knew I wouldn't be able to give out. Even if I gave it out, I will not be genuine with it. So I'd rather not give it out.
Yeah.
So I've told them several times that I can't give this thing to you. I don't think I'm capable of giving this thing to you. But the person kept on pushing on. At a point, they stopped. They just told me that they don't think they are available for this friendship thing any longer, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then I said, okay, no problem. You can do as you wish. I will not tie you down. You can do as you wish. Then they left. Then the second experience, the person just stopped talking to me. No, nothing. There was no misunderstanding between us. We still saw each other like during that week. Then okay. Just stop talking to me. And I tried my best. Like, oh, what's up? You get a person who we vibe the week. Like, what's up? They were just giving me lame excuse. Then I was like, I don't think I have strength for this. I do not want this. So I just let them be. But the first person I was talking about, they came back. We started talking.
Okay, they came back.
Yeah, they came back. Wow. So let me just say, it was partial ghosting, but the person ghosted, we stopped talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been in that kind of friendship, Sha.
Ghosting in friendship is really, really painful. Like, just like people say that friendship breakup are also as painful as being served breakfast.
Yeah.
See, the friend just served you breakfast, then you start questioning yourself. Then, like I said, sometimes life happens, we outgrow each other. But those ones are understandable.
Yeah, but they are still...
They are understandable.
In touch with each other.
Yes, they are understandable. But then, some just start making you question yourself. Like, did you not do enough as a friend, as a person? Were you not reciprocating their energy? Stuff like that, you start thinking, and sometimes you might want to start blaming yourself, like, oh, I think it's my fault, I think I did not put enough effort, I think this, I think that. Meanwhile, it was just their own personal decision.
Oh, wow, it's really interesting,
guys. It's really painful, like, painful. Person will be saying. And like every morning, Afafa guy, you already know what.
Like, I've been in this situation whereby you and your friend, like, on a gala day, just not even ghosting this time around, like, just a little misunderstanding. When I can't jam on a safe for road, and I can't still pass each other, and I look at
you on a safe. That doesn't make, God forbid, I find myself in that kind of guy. Are you children?
Like, kind of thing, but I know people that this shit, man. I have some
Some people are petty. Some people are petty. Some people are that petty. That's just it.
And one person must be man enough, like, to come up between
like mature them, enough.
How many they are, like, to be mature enough to come up. Well, she waiting at the move. This kind
of But I don't think I've found myself in that kind of friendship. Even if they are listening now, they should hear it. Even if my friends are weary, because they're not to get sensha. But I know we are both matured enough to talk about something when one person has wronged the other. You get?
Sure.
Like, if I know that you offended me, I can just say, yo, what's up? What you did the other time? I really do not like it. And I don't have friends that they've swallowed pride. They just apologize. I do not know. And I know myself as a person. If you hit me up, what's up, babe? What you did the other time? I did not like it. I will apologize immediately. I'm really sorry. That was not my intention. I did not have the intention to also. So, although my friends don't really have sense, they are really, really good people. I'm not even joking.
my own case to my friends, man. Those people, they be vibes, they be G's.
God bless them. Yeah.
But in my own case, when we have issues like that, or more particular, me in particular, like, we go table the matter, we go start away, even not to beat ourselves.
why go they beat my something?
No. That's not actually. I don't mean beat.
I understand. Don't mind me.
We table the matter, like, anything wants up, it goes scatter. At the end of the day, are coming into an agreement and everything getting solved. Now, see, because they see yourself
for real. Yeah, beef each other.
There are some toxic ghosting, like, third parties will notice that, waiting to solve
this. Yeah, something's wrong with both of you. You get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. But sometimes, see, for your own peace and sanity, even in this friendship thing, it is not everything they do that you will just say, oh, they've offended you or something. Even if they offend you, sometimes you just have to overlook it, like, well, this person and my guy, fuck off the day at times. Just move on with your life. That's just it. Sometimes I don't even show my friends that maybe they've offended me or anything. I just let it go, like, well, that one has gone. Then we move again. That's just it.
Yeah, sure. So, guys, but in my own opinion, I feel, apart from this ghosting stuff, okay, generally, this ghosting, like, just try to, if you know, I know, I'm seeing it, like, at the same.
Where they see, you don't turn psychic.
At the same, like, I can see, I know there's somebody listening to this thing now. You know, you have friends, Abby, you have a friend or some friends. Like, in your own mind, you are feeling guilty. Like, your mind already tell you, message this person is very desired. You they feel like, oh, if you don't message me, if he or she does not message me or call me, I'm not doing that.
Depressing.
See, man, just leave that pride. Call your friends, check up on your friends.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff you get.
Well, no, life is hard at the moment.
Yes, you can never know what anybody is going through until you hear from them, at least. Just putting a call through, like, for just a minute or so can
it really go a long way.
Can save a life.
And yeah. The reach our turn to do this adulthood thing, everything escalates. So I beg, be kind to each other.
I beg, we just
I beg. Oh, life
100 like this.
We're 700, 720, my brother.
Yeah, okay. Verification purpose, 720 naira. Guys, just be good to people around you and
exactly
try your own best capacity. Just try to, like, show love, like, just general love, like, just be kind to people and all.
Because you don't even know what you are doing to that person. That person might be very down at that moment, and to be that moment to reach out to them. You brighten their day up, or you are doing something to, like, lift up their mood. Exactly. So please, 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 and please, Even if it seems that the person is not matching your energy at that period, just try. If you have that strength, try and help them too, because you never can tell. You might find yourself in their situation also, and they'll be the one that will be there for you.
Abi, so that's just it. So we've come to an end of this episode. So we're taking our leave. We'll see you guys in the next episode. But there's a but. You guys should tweet at us on Twitter. Use the hashtag Naija Lifestyle Pod to send in your opinions or questions on what you think about this topic, and follow us at the Naija Lifestyle on Twitter. And you can follow my personal handle as well at BTHA1STT. BTHA1STT. So that's it. Iriti, do you have, are you active on any other social media platform? Maybe.
I'm active on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I drop my handle?
Yeah, sure, you can. It's your choice.
I don't know. I don't see, my name is Longon on Twitter. I said Twitter, Instagram. Iretiola. Just type up Iretiola. Ireti full stop R. Sorry. I full stop R full stop E full stop T. Till you get to the Ola.
Guys, I'm just going to drop a hand in the description of this.
Exactly.
So, contact this episode. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Love you.